The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Several people who had been listening to Jesus said, "Surely he must be the prophet." And some said, "He is the Christ." But others said, "Would the Christ be from Galilee? Does not Scripture say that the Christ must be descended from David and come from the town of Bethlehem?" So the people could not agree about him. Some would have liked to arrest him, but no one actually laid hands on him. The police went back to the chief priests and Pharisees, who said to them, "Why haven't you brought him?" The police replied, "There has never been anybody who has spoken like him." "So," the Pharisees answered, "you have been led astray as well. Have any of the authorities believed in him? Any of the Pharisees? This rabble knows nothing about the law. They are damned." One of them, Nicodemus, the same man who had come to Jesus earlier, said to them, "But surely the law does not allow us to pass judgment on a man without giving him a hearing and discovering what he is about." To this they answered, "Are you a Galilean too? Go into the matter and see for yourselves. Prophets do not come out of Galilee." The Gospel of the Lord. I think at this point of Lent, we're beginning to see the noose, as it were, tightening round the Lord. That's why things have been covered up and we start moving even closer to that most holy week. Jeremiah, of course, is always seen as a Jesus figure before that. I was like a trustful lamb led to the slaughterhouse. This is Jesus, the trustful lamb. And Jesus, the lamb who invites us to his supper. Because they didn't know. The people couldn't agree about him. And of course, it's like that in our own times too. Many reject the Lord, don't want to know about the Lord, they're not sure at all. But we are. And that's why happy are those who are called to his supper.